Supposing you had Diego Rivera, Pablo Picasso, and Salvador Dali all in the same room, two of them working on canvases and the third member of the trio looking over the shoulders of the other two with a critical eye. Be quite a sight, wouldn't it? Well, we have a counterpart of that scene this afternoon here at the Rendezvous in Balboa, California, where are gathered three of the giants of modern music: Charlie Barnett, Woody Herman, and Stan Kenton. These are Excursions in Modern Music, weekly explorations of the jazz scene as it appears in the summer of 1949. Up to this time, you've been used to sailing with one captain and one crew, namely Woody Herman and his famous herd. But today's trip is in the nature of a departure from our regular cruises. You see, Charlie Barnett and band are currently holding down the bandstand here at the Rendezvous, and so the Mab automatically takes over as captain on our weekly excursions. However, upon learning that Captain Emeritus Woody Herman was to be en route to Oceanside this afternoon, just down the coast from Balboa, Skipper Barnett promptly challenged the Herman herd to an old-fashioned battle of music to be fought out here on the SS Rendezvous this afternoon. Then when Stan Kenton heard this historic battle was to take place on the very site where he had scored so many victories, he was easily persuaded to join us in the capacity of referee. So that's how the whole thing developed, and now since you're aboard and have your ringside seats on the main deck, meet the contestants in the main event of the afternoon. First of all, the challenger, Charlie Barnett.
Hello, Tom, and welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real four-player treat for us this afternoon, to cut out with you on these weekly excursions in modern music that I've been hearing so much about, and especially to see my buddies Stan Kenton and Woody Herman again, and also to work on the same stand with this fine Herman herd. Woody, it's good to see you. Come on in here.
What do you say, Woodrow?
Hi, Charlie and Tom, and hello again, passengers.
How was the concert last night? Okay.
Oh, everything was crazy. And speaking of fine bands, Charles, let's get this in here. Those records of yours I've been hearing lately are mighty cool. And if you doubt my sincerity, ask the boys in the band just how much we've been rehearsing to get in this little thing today. Say, I understand Kenton's here today, too, huh?
So I understand. Say, is he going back in the band business?
Well, I don't know. I'd sure like to find out, though.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we can pry it out of him this afternoon. Let's get him up here. Hey, Stan, if you're going to sail with us, you better get that 6'4" frame of yours up the gangplank here, because we're about ready to shove off.
Hey,
hiya, Stan.
Well, hiya, gentlemen. Say, Tom, do you mean to tell me you actually trust your life to a couple of synthetic sailors like these two guys?
Hey, wait a minute.
You know, the last time I was on a boat with Barnett was on Long Island Sound, and he kept referring to the after deck as the back porch, you know? And as for Woody, as close as he ever got to the water was an old beat-up arrangement he used to have on red sails in the sunset.
Hey, get this guy, Charlie. I suppose he was a boy admiral in the Kansas Navy.
Okay, you guys, I'm only kidding. You know, it's really great to see the both of you again, and I'm anticipating some fine things this afternoon. When do we get started?
Say, Stan, how does it seem to be back on the bandstand?
It's great, but how about some music now?
Well, don't you miss the business a little bit, Stan?
Well, sure I do, Woody. After all, you can't be in the business for years without having it. Say, what is this? When does the music start?
Stan, I guess we're all curious as to your future plans, and I think that's what the boys are getting around to asking you.
Well, Tom, you know, we'll probably have a chance to shoot the breeze a little between rounds, so let's leave the talk for later and start digging some of the righteous stuff we have here in abundance, okay?
Oh, more than okay. So, Charlie Barnett, suppose you adopt your best fighting stance and strike the first blow with that terrific thing I heard you do last night called Bop City.
wonderful, Charlie. That's a real thrilling sound. You know, CB, if I was in a battle, there's somebody I definitely want on my side. What am I saying if I was in a battle, even if I wasn't? And that's that big bowl of sugar and spice Trudy Richard.
Yes, and by the way, Tom, when you get time to notice that she sings nicely, too, especially on something like this old Cotton Club review tune, Ill Wind. What you mean by Trudy Richards being able to sing, too? And you know, this might be just the spot to introduce a couple of other fine members of your crew, Charlie, like Buddy Stewart and Ray Wetzel, huh? Say, Tom, do you think our passengers would like to hear their version of bebop spoken here?
I think I can vouch for it. So, Ray and Buddy, hire yourselves micward and hip us with those bop lyrics, huh?
Fly blue wah. Ya ba doo boo beep beep boo boo oo ba doo boo blue blue oo blue. Oop like the car, oh be doo, you do blee do e fly.
Beep bop spoken here. Skilly up diddly yacht, skilly up diddly yacht, beep bop spoken here. Blee-a-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-ee-a-doo-dot. easy on the ear. Skilly-off, diddly-yot, skilly-off, diddly-yot, bebop spoken here. Bre-a-ba-do-ba-do-ba-dee-ya-do-dot. While conversing with the Sharpie, says Emily Post, keep your best beret perched on top. When I'm giving you the sign of the flattered fifth.
What's that?
Look.
Oh, that! Take him with a soogie mop.
Have we made it clear? Skilly-off, diddly-yot, skilly-off, diddly-yot, bebop spoken here. Bre-a-ba-do-ba-do-ba-dee-ya-do-dot. Pop! That's pop!
If we were to just announce the title of the next number as Claude Rains, you might be under the impression that here was a tune dedicated to the histrionic ability of the movie star Claude Rains. But when we mention that Charlie Barnett's pianist is named Claude Williamson, and that the tune features him, and that the Rains, in this case, is spelled R-E-I-G-N-S, it comes out something altogether different. But what does come out, I think you'll like, because it's an A1 example of modern music. Claude Rains. Thank you.
Excursions in Modern Music is bringing you today a battle of music between Charlie Barnett and Woody Herman and their famous orchestras. And while the band boys of the two crews are busy reshuffling the stage, supposing we take our microphone away from the confusion here and converse for a couple of minutes with the referee of today's proceedings, a guy who has probably done as much for modern progressive jazz music as anyone in the world today, Stan Kenton.
Well, Tom, thank you very much. You know, there's one thing I think we ought to straighten out our passengers on right now. You know, a lot of them probably remember the battles of music from years back when two bands would be booked on the same bill and would spend the evening to blow each other off the stand. The customer's applause, of course, would decide the winner.
Gosh, I remember them well, Stan, and they were a lot of fun.
Yeah, sure they were, but what I wanted to point out is that our excursion today is not quite that kind of a battle, right?
True. Bands like Woody's and Charlie's are too few and far between these days to battle each other, huh?
Especially when you realize that both are battling for the same thing, Tom. Advancement and progress and the one true art from which this country, we'll say, belongs only to this country.
Very well put. And now let's talk about you, Stan Kenton. Okay, have you any objections?
No.
All right, well, what have you been doing since your retirement last year?
Well, Tom, you know, a funny thing. When I brought things to a standstill in New York City last December, Well, let me put it this way. You know, with a band, you do a great deal of traveling around America, the United States, and Canada. And, of course, there's always been a lot of intrigue for all of us American citizens here for what goes on below the border, so to speak, with our Latin American neighbors. So because of the intrigue with the music and a lot of the customs and so forth, I immediately took off for South America to take a look at things. And I've probably spent most of the time down there, Tom.
I see. How about the music down there? How did it sound? I mean, did you get any ideas? Will eventually be incorporated.
Of course, we have more of an advantage than they have. I think we have more of the South Americans and the Latin friends up here playing. We are not naturally so unfamiliar with their music as they are with ours. I found one thing. There's not nearly as much American jazz down there as we're led to believe.
Is that right? Even the cities? I mean, like Buenos Aires and Rio?
Well, most of them strive for their own native music. For instance, in Argentina, you'll hear the finest tango bands in the world. And, of course, there's nobody that can play sambas like the Brazilians. And I think they stick pretty much to their own music. However, there is a small, rabid interest in jazz, and it's no doubt going to grow the same as it has been growing in Europe.
Good. Do you think there's a market, then, for American bands down there?
I think so in the future. Tom, maybe now for small combinations, but I really wouldn't advise any large American orchestra to go down there blowing jazz because I don't believe that there's the popularity strong enough down there to support it.
Well, to get back to this country, do you think that modern music here in the United States is in a healthy state? I mean, I'm speaking from the artistic standpoint, I mean, not financially, but do you think that our music is progressing as rapidly as it should?
Well, that's very interesting, Tom. You know, I think one thing, you'll have to admit that this is true. In the last 10 or 15 years, we in America have heard probably everything done to music that could be done up to a certain degree. Right today, we are in the process of losing the old and taking on the new. Naturally, there's a great deal of chaos and confusion about the music, but I think, as we'll all admit, out of all conditions like these, when they come to pass in these cycles, evolves the new great things, and I think that just over the horizon is the new exciting jazz of America that is probably to be something that will mean just as much to the people as the music meant 10 years ago.
Well, do you feel then that the field right now in modern progressive jazz lies in concerts or ballrooms or what?
Well, Tom, you're asking me a question. I was always a little bit biased because I said one thing, that we can't really present a fine brand of music unless we have what we might term concert freedom, because it's pretty hard in a ballroom to play great jazz and still abide by the dancers' wishes. I vote for concerts.
Well, now, let me ask you something else that I've been wondering about and I'd like to get your opinion on. I'm sure that our passengers on this cruise today would like to hear about it. I hear a lot of talk these days, which is a little disturbing. A lot of people feel that young musicians nowadays are spending so much time listening to records that have been made in the past, things that have been done, such as your stuff and Dizzy's and Charlie's and some of the different progressive musicians. They feel that the young musicians that are coming up today are spending most of their time listening to these records and copying licks and not getting a really solid foundation in the fundamentals of real jazz. What do you think?
Well, Tom, you know something funny? I guess the musicians are no exceptions. You know, we're all inclined to believe that the modern generation is going to the dogs, and it's the same in the music business. I don't think that there's been any generation of musicians have the advantage today that I'll say that the fellas do have today, because now taking and playing this modern form of jazz, a musician must be much more a mechanical master of his instrument than he was 10 or 15 years ago. That's easily understood. Of course, I think the musicians reflect the confusion that we feel today, as we spoke a moment ago about the music, and I don't think that I think that the young musicians today are much better off than they've ever been before, mechanically speaking, musically speaking, and artistically speaking.
Mighty good to hear you say that, Stan. You know, when I talked to you a couple of weeks ago and you kindly consented to come down for today's show, I warned you that there was one thing I'd ask you. You promised to have an answer.
Yes, I know what you mean, Tom.
Well, I know the other boys want to get in on this, too, so let's call them over. Hey, Charlie, you've got your breath back by this time, I imagine. Come on over. And Woody, you can leave that setting up to Tony and Teddy and join us for a minute, can't you?
Say, Charlie, I want to tell you that that was a great set you played, and I mean it, old man.
Well, thank you, Stanley. Incidentally, how do you like my new bass discovery, Eddie Safransky?
he's okay, I guess, but I think he sounded better with the Kenton band. Woody!
Yeah.
So well, you all set to fight back a little bit here?
Well, after listening to Charlie, I'm beginning to think we shouldn't have stopped at all. We should have gone right on to Oceanside.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute, Captain Herman. I happen to have been at sea with you before, and I know what happens when you start blowing. Stormsville. So, let's not have any of that misplaced modesty, old man. Stan, time is running out here, and before we get into this next half of the battle, we're most anxious to hear about those future Kenton plans. What are they?
Well, Tom, if I hear any more excitement like I've just heard this afternoon, I'm afraid I'm going to be back playing one-nighters in Wichita, Kansas somewhere. But seriously, I know that you meant it sincerely and seriously. I'm kind of at the crossroads of my career, so to speak. I don't know what direction I'm going, and I want to wait and take my time and be sure of what I do.
Well, I think that's wise, but let me say, and I think I'm speaking on behalf of music lovers all over the country, we'd sure love to have you back, boy.
I mean, thank you, Tom, very much.
Well, thanks, Stan Kenton, for your very interesting remarks today, and if you'd like to do a little work later on, I think we'll have some for you, but right now I think it's time that we get on with the battle. Well, that was round number two and the start of it. Woody Herman on the stand. First off, you heard an original complete with Bob Vocal by Terry Gibbs, Shorty Rogers, and if you listened very closely in there, you heard one single note by Maestro Herman. You've heard of Lemon Drop. Well, that was its successor, Lollipop. Woody, I think that it's about time that we do a little identifying, unless there's a little something that you'd like to do in the way of a tune before we get into the break here. We've got a couple of minutes. What do you think?
Well, I think we've got a pretty good weapon in this battle here. It's an old Ellington tune, especially when it's wielded by Mary Ann McCall.
That sounds to me like I've got it bad, and here it is.
Never treat me That ain't good. My poor heart is so sentimental, not made of wood. I got a bag that ain't
identification time around here, and so we'll all be back in just a couple of seconds, about 30 as a matter of fact, so please stay close to the Mutual Broadcasting System. Excursion in modern music aboard the SS Rendezvous from Balboa, California. Lots of excitement aboard this afternoon with Woody Herman and Charlie Barnett in a battle of music refereed by Stan Kenton. Well, Woody, sounds to me like maybe you're getting set to do Not Really the Blues. Is that true? Or
well, we switched that around a little bit because we couldn't find the parts. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me because I like both of them. Let's hear Four Brothers then.
All right, we're gone. Let's get the brothers. Thank you.
From time to time, we've pointed out the amazing versatility of this Herman Hurd, and I think that no place else is it exemplified quite as much as in that fine reed section you just heard on Four Brothers. Now take something in a more serious vein that they do, like, for instance, the summer sequence sketch written by arranger Ralph Burns. Here now is one part of that suite, Early Autumn.
All right, Woody.
What are we going to wrap it up with, boy?
Well, fasten everything down that moves, Tom, because I'm turning the boys loose for the next couple minutes on That's Right.
Let's go. Easy, Bob.
As I've ever heard. I got a little idea now for the couple of minutes we have remaining at our disposal. Charlie Barnett, bring your boys back up on the stand here, will you? They can crowd in somewhere there. Stan, if you feel so inclined, of course you can slip in at the piano. My watch says we've got exactly 2.5 minutes left, and I just imagine our passengers would get a whale of a kick out of hearing both bands, over 36 of the world's finest instrumentalists working together. Let's make it How High the Moon. Are we all set? How about it, Woody? How High the Moon? Thank you.
passengers, that's it for today. Our thanks to Charlie Barnett and Woody Herman and their great bands, and to Stan Kenton for making this a memorable occasion in the presentation of jazz music. Thanks for being with us. Join us next week, same time, same station, for another excursion in modern music headed by Captain Charlie Barnett and his crew. Tom Reddy speaking from Bob Murphy's Rendezvous in Balboa, California. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.